Chapter 40. Will he who is protesting give teaching to the ruler of all? Let him who has arguments to put forward against God give an answer. And Job said in answer to the Lord, "Truly, I am of no value. What answer may I give to you? I will put my hand on my mouth. I have said once, and even twice, what was in my mind, but I will not do so again." Then the Lord made answer to Job out of the storm wind, and said, "Get your strength together like a man of war. I will put questions to you, and you will give me the answers. Will you even make my right of no value? Will you say that I am wrong in order to make clear that you are right? Have you an arm like God? Have you a voice of thunder like his? Put on the ornaments of your pride, be clothed with glory and power, let your wrath be overflowing, let your eyes see all the sons of pride, and make them low. Send destruction on all who are lifted up, pulling down the sinners from their places. Let them be covered together in the dust, let of their faces be dark in the secret place of the underworld. Then I will give praise to you, saying that your right hand is able to give you salvation. See now the great beast, whom I made, even as I made you. He takes grass for food, like the ox. His strength is in his body, and his force in the muscles of his stomach. His tail is curving like a cedar, the muscles of his legs are joined together. His bones are pipes of brass, his legs are like rods of iron. He is the chief of the ways of God, made by him for his pleasure. He takes the produce of the mountains, where all the beasts of the field are at play. He takes his rest under the trees of the river, and in the pool, under the shade of the water plants. He is covered by the branches of the trees, the grasses of the stream are round him. Truly, if the river is overflowing, it gives him no cause for fear. He has no sense of danger, even if Jordan is rushing against his mouth. Will anyone take him when he is on the watch, or put metal teeth through his nose?